Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hot 99.5, connected to the community. Here's Julie Morgan with today's Community Spotlight.
Tell me about, what is Manhattan Beach? Because is it the same as, I see another program that's coming up, American Beach, and I'd like to talk about that one as well.
So, no, it's not the same. Manhattan Beach is actually where we have, what's our beach? Not Jacksonville Beach, it's further north. But it predates American Beach. So it was started in 1900, whereas American Beach is on Amelia Island, and that started in the 1930s.
Okay, so two different places. Recovering Manhattan Beach, you said this is a brand new program. So how did all of this come about?
Well, it takes a lot. We have to, first of all, look at programs that we've done in the past, whether or not they were popular or not. And then we also look at what people have asked for. So we find that from surveys of customers, people want history programs and discussion programs. So when we listen to the customers, we just do the research and we try to provide what's available. In the case of Recovering Manhattan Beach, the Beaches Museum approached the branch manager at the Beaches Branch Library. So that's how that particular program came about.
So let's talk about American Beach. Tell me, what do you know about American Beach?
Okay, so I previously worked at WJCT, and I worked on the documentary that we will be screening in American Beach for African Americans. And we know that it was started by Abraham Lincoln Lewis, who founded the Afro-American Life Insurance Company, which was the first insurance company in the state of Florida. And, of course, this is during segregation. Blacks couldn't go to just any beach. So he bought the land in Fernandina and had little plats of land. And first he made the land available to those people who were his employees, and then it branched out from there.
And so this was a place where African Americans could go to get some relaxation?
Absolutely. People had little cottages there. It was also a place where people could travel for the day and visit with one another. Neighbors would get together. Sometimes there would be buses from churches that would go. And, of course, it's also an enclave. People live in American Beach. It's a neighborhood. And the documentary also looks at the encroachment and gentrification of the area. And there's also the life and times of Marvin Betch, also better known as the Beach Lady.
Okay, the Beach Lady.
So, Marvin Betch was the great-granddaughter of Abraham Lincoln Lewis, but she was known in American Beach as the Beach Lady because she had a very distinct look. She had lots of dreads. They were just super long. She carried her hair around. She had super long nails. And she was an environmentalist.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. So she was related to the person that started the first insurance company.
Yes, in the state of Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so she lived on American Beach.
She did for a time. She actually attended and graduated from Oberlin, and she traveled internationally as a singer, and she ended up coming back to the States. We were from Jacksonville, and then she eventually moved up to the land that they own in American Beach.
And if what I'm looking at online is correct, she passed away September 5th of 2005.
She did. Oh. She did.
So American Beach has a lot of history, of Black history.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, it's really, it's Black history, but it's American history is what it is. It just tells us about the times and what was going on in the state of Florida during the time that we did have American Beach.
You know, another thing that I find interesting about this is that people will say, well, African Americans, Black people, they're not water people. It's true. Some people will say that, unfortunately.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, we're getting away from that stereotype.
Absolutely.
However, some people will still make that assumption.
Well, people make assumptions about all sorts of stereotypes that are untrue. And of course, I mean, if you have people going to a beach, then more often than not, those people do know how to swim. I know that when I was young, I visited American Beach, and it was at American Beach that my father taught me how to swim. So instead of in a pool, I was out there in the Atlantic Ocean learning how to swim.
Making history at a historic place.
Absolutely.
I like that.
For more about today's Community Spotlight, visit myhot995.com and click on Hot Cares.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.